tell us about the VITA program. What does it do and who does it serve?
Sure. VITA is our voluntary income tax assistance program, and it is set up to help households or individuals who make a household income of $58,000 or less in a year. And the goal of the program is to help return tax dollars to those individuals so that they can create their own self-sustaining financial stability. It's the largest poverty measure that the U.S. government does. The IRS actually certifies volunteers who work with us. It is totally a volunteer program, and it's grant-funded.
And it's at no cost to the people whose taxes are done?
Zero cost. The goal is to make sure that they get every income tax credit that's available, so that they can put it back in their bank account and hopefully extend their ability to pay for their food, their housing, all of those basic necessities that we sometimes take for granted, that those who are the working poor or who are living on the edge of being in that category have a difficult time meeting.
Do you find, or do the preparers find, that there are a lot of tax dollars out there for people, even people with lower incomes who you wouldn't think of having those deductions?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the wonderful things that I've found about the program, is that it's earned income tax credits is the way we refer to those EITC dollars. And last year, just to give you an idea, we brought $2.8 million back into the pockets of those in our community who are working to sustain their families. Out of that $2.8 million, over $900,000 of that were earned income tax credits. And I think what happens is we become intimidated by that income tax return process. And if you don't know the legalities of it, sometimes you're just scared to check the box. You know, you're scared to take what the government is putting out there for you, and that's understood as part of the benefit of working in our communities.
What type of person can volunteer for this? Any special training needed?
No special training. We'll actually do the training for them. Last year, we had 52 volunteers. We're in the 40s already with our schedule for this coming year. We need more, though, because we're opening two additional sites this year in order to help more of our community. So we're adding a site at Friendship Missionary Baptist, and we're adding a site out at Warrington at the Pensacola State College campus. And really what happens is they can do a portion of the training online and actually learn these skills that can actually benefit them in the future. They're certified by the IRS. We do Skype trainings, and we do in-person trainings as well. The only thing we really ask is that they're able to commit a couple of hours a week, because it's a lot of training to go through if you really don't have the time to volunteer. But there are six sites that we have, so you can choose a location in Milton or Navarre or Pensacola or various parts of Pensacola, whatever is best for the volunteer and that's closest to their home. And I'll also say that some of our past volunteers love it. It is their opportunity to give back, and they come back year after year after year. So it's really a rewarding process of helping people who are doing everything that they can to help themselves.
Do past volunteers have to re-up and get retrained for any changes?
Yeah, they do. There's always changes in the IRS code. So every year we have to make sure that they come in and get recertified, or just get all of the details about what new changes are made.
When does the actual training start?
We are in the process of doing that. The first training is this month. And they can actually email Lindy at unitedwayescambia.org, and she can give them the dates and times, or they can go on our website, and there'll be a button on the front page where they can click and find out more about VITA.
L-I-N-D-Y?
L-Y-N-D-I. Thank you. L-Y-N-D-I.
Okay. Now, for the people who get their taxes done, what kind of qualifications do they need?
It's really basic. Their household income needs to be $58,000 or less. Now, we can still do returns for ones that are over that, but there'll be a fee associated with that the IRS is going to put into the charge. Or we can give them a tool where they can go online and they can do it in their pajamas at home if they want. And then when they have questions, they can call us and we'll walk them through any questions they have about the tax code.
And they have to be Escambia County residents?
Escambia or Santa Rosa. We're doing some of the Santa Rosa programs in partnership with the United Way over there because we got grant funding to cover it. So we've had some generous support from Walmart and Bank of America and even Regions Bank that helped make this program work. So we have a little bit extra and we stretch every bit we can.
you think of $58,000, that's not exactly, well, for a family of eight, that's not much. But for a family of two, that's a pretty high income to get a benefit like this.
Sure, it's great. It's really, truly, if you think about it, it's really a way for our government to help those who are helping themselves. If you're working, if you're making an income, if you're doing everything that you need to sustain your family and meet your own basic expenses, this is a great way to benefit those who are working.
How long has this program been going on?
It's been going on for many years longer than we've been doing it, but we've been doing it since 2004. And at that time, we had like 200 tax returns. And last year, we had over 2,000 that we did.
Nice. So, and I'm sure you have quite a few people returning every year.
We do. We really do. It's been quite interesting. Many of them are getting comfortable with doing what's called facilitated self-assistance. So they'll come to the site and they've had a volunteer totally do their return for a couple of years. And then they come in and they start using our computers to walk through the online program so that they get comfortable doing them on their own. So eventually they can actually do them without our help and just call on the phone when they have questions. So,
could you do the type of thing where if someone's been doing it by themselves, that they can bring like last year's return in and say, did I miss something here?
We've done that. We've actually, like I said, that IRS process is intimidating. We've actually had individuals who've come in and they've had multiple years of return just because they've been scared to do it on their own. So we have at times done multiple years of returns for the taxpayers who come in. Now, in those cases, we'll ask you when you call 211 to get the site locations and information to schedule a time, because if it's more than 1 year of return, it's a little bit more challenging for the volunteers. So we want to make sure we can schedule you in for that.
Well, that leads me to the next question. Is this a walk-in type thing, or do you prefer just having people call?
If they call 211, they can get all of the times at the various locations and figure out which fits best with their schedule, because we have them at all ends of the day, night, and even some Saturday locations open. So that's usually the best, but there are multiple walk-ins. It just means if you're at a busy location like PSC's main campus, you're probably going to have to wait a little while. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you call 211 and you find out all the locations, you can find one that might not be as busy.
So that's it. You just get to the phone and call 211?
211, those three numbers. That's we actually have a resource and referral center inside United Way. And they can refer taxpayers to the VITA program or to any other human and health needs that they have in the community.
And how about online, the website, and again, that email address?
The website is unitedwayescambia.org, all spelled out, very long. Sorry about that. Or they can email Lindy, and her email is lyndi@unitedwayescambia.org. Or they can call our main line at 434-3487, and we'll be happy to help them.
What should I have asked you that I didn't?
What it means to the community. You know, truly, if we look at what these volunteers are doing for others in our community, we're building such a strength for our community. Because while we returned that much in income tax, the overall benefit for our community in 1 year's time was $3.3 million. And those are numbers, and sometimes that doesn't add up. When you're thinking just numbers, it's not emotional, but that's over 3,400 families that had help that they needed to get money that they had a right to because they were working to ensure their own future. So it's an amazing program. We couldn't do it without volunteers. We need more volunteers. We would love to be able to serve 2,000 more families, but we have to have the volunteers to do it.
There's nothing like that reverse sticker shock when you see how much you're getting back.
It's amazing. And, you know, that's the other thing is if you come to a VITA site, you're not going to have to pay a payday lender or an anticipation loan, because those refund anticipation loans will take about 40% of your return. You may not have it come out of your pocket, but it might as well be, because that's money you're not going to get back.
And these returns, are they e-filed?
They are. Okay. They're e-filed, and we've got routing numbers for the banks in town and the credit unions in town. So if you need to have the money just directly wired back to your bank, it's really easy to do. Keeps more money in your pocket.
Andrea Krieger is the president and CEO of the United Way of Escambia County. Again, to contact the Escambia County United Way's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, dial 211 or email Lindy, that's L-Y-N-D-I, at UnitedWayEscambia.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.